If you could look into Mary's eyes, she would make you want to stop sinning. She would make you want to be holy. She would make you want to be pure. People who she's appeared to in the history of the church, once they saw her, they wanted to die because she was so beautiful. And if you could imagine being a woman and being able to have some imitation or some semblance of the presence of Mary about you to make men want to be better, to make men want to be pure with the way you hold yourselves, with the way you carry yourselves, that would change the world. The world was changed through a beautiful woman. And it wasn't because she was dressed immodestly. It wasn't because she was dressed sexy. It wasn't because she was trying to be attractive. It was because she was the fullness of what God created women to be. Mary says that my soul rejoices in God, my Savior. So God is her Savior. She's holy and she's pure and she's perfect because God is her Savior. So just as God can save our souls through his sacraments, through the grace of his death on the cross, well, it's that same grace that made Mary so holy and pure. And so that's what it means to be immaculately conceived. It means that when the parents of Mary conceived her, that unlike us who inherit original sin, it's Mary was preserved from that. And so when we honor Mary, we honor the power of God to show us this is what it means to be a woman. And I know it might be very difficult, especially for women, to try and be modest and to try and be pure and to try and be very confident in that, because society poo-poos on that and people make fun of that and nobody's really honored for being modest or for being pure or for being prayerful or pious. But if you do that, I guarantee you, you'll change people's lives. If I am a man and if you are a woman and we're going to have like some type of disorder amongst ourselves, it's going to be a disorder concerning what it means to be a man and what it means to be a woman. Men, I know you can be as much like Mary as possible. You can be holy and you can be humble and you can be pure. But what we need to pray for is to be able to see the special dignity that every single woman has, that we can love and see that in women. Because I can assure you, if Mary is as beautiful as people say that she is, if God's going to have a mother, he's going to have her be holy and pure and clean, right? That means that you can be assured that he guarded her from the eyes and from the hearts of sinful men. We have to pray for the same thing for the women that we love, or for the women that we might love, or for your future spouse. You need to pray that God guard her from the eyes and the hearts of other men. Because if you're called to the vocation of matrimony, your future spouse is there. And you should also pray that God guard and protect men from her mind and from her wandering heart, because we all suffer from concupiscence. And what will happen is if you start to pray this way and you start to reverence your future spouse, you'll begin to love in a pure and holy way. If there's a lot of self-help websites and a lot of self-help books on sex and on relationships and on getting the right woman and getting the right girl and all these sexual techniques, but you don't need a technique to love. You just need to pour your heart out for somebody else. And that's what it means to be a man. A lot of times women don't like men because they're broken themselves and they just want attention. But they don't want men who are wimps. And you need not be a wimp. You need to stand up for what is good. You need to have self-control of the body and the soul. And so to pray, to be able to see a woman like the most pure and the most holy woman, because that's what we're all striving for, is one of the greatest things that you can do. And like every human heart has a longing for somebody to love them, we're going to find that love of God most intimately shown through the Blessed Virgin Mary. Devotion to Mary is what makes saints. A lot of the greatest saints were the most devout to the Blessed Mother. And so I strongly encourage you to pray the rosary every day. And it's not fun. I always have to reemphasize that, because people are like, I don't like it. I don't feel it. I don't feel spiritual when I do it. I don't care. That's not what love is about. Does love always feel good? No, it doesn't. You know when somebody loves you because they're doing things for you that they don't want to do. A lot of times people ask me how they know their vocation, and they're trying to discern their vocation, whether it's to the priesthood or to the religious life, or whether it's to marriage and to who this vocation is for and with. Well, besides the fact that God reveals himself in little ways and you need to be true to your conscience. But I can only say that if you pray the rosary every day and you consecrate your entire life regularly and you give it to Mary, I can assure you she won't let you make the wrong choice. She will keep you from making the mistakes. She will make it clear. God is most visibly seen through her. And I can only say from my own life that it is the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary as woman that has changed me and that has helped me time and time again. Because like a good mother, your mother never gives up on you. And so we should always go to her. But above all, we should go to her and ask her to help us to see other women the same way. And if you're a woman, ask her to help you to be a Marian woman for humanity and for men. Because I guarantee you, there are a lot of boys in the world. The majority of men you meet are broken because of the world. They're broken with lust. They're broken with addiction to pornography. If they wanted to treat you good, they couldn't treat you good because they have a serious habit of engaging in giving in to their sinful pleasures. And they would never commit those acts of lust towards the Blessed Virgin Mary because the soul of God is seen through her. And you can change men that way by holding yourself and being holy. People might treat you differently, but they'll know that there's something special about you and they'll yearn for that. Mary stole the hearts of many saints throughout the centuries, and she didn't do it by being immodest. She did it by being pure and holy and by pouring herself out and sacrificing. And men, I beg of you to pray for your future spouse. Pray that like Mary, God guard her from the eyes and from the hearts of sinful men. Because it's only in seeing Mary properly and understanding what love is really about and what sacrifice is really about that we will properly be able to love another woman.